It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome into the happy hour. A little carryover action, big carryover action, actually. We're only on question number four and not even fully through that. So, Scraby, I won't even waste any time.
Okay.
Oh, let's waste some.
let's get right into it, sir.
Because he loves that.
Because we're going to have our National League West picks in the next segment.
Oh, yeah, we need time for that.
Hopefully I have a better intro for that one than I did for the AL West intro.
Better work something up because we know we're going to leave it up to you to try to make amends.
Yeah, I was like, and we have some teams that are going to be very interesting here. Go back to 340 if you want to hear that awful intro that I gave. All right, Chris.
One of your best, for sure.
No, I've had better, for sure. Chris, are prop bets a dangerous thing for athletes?
For athletes? I think any betting is pretty not a good move now. If you're an athlete, you're just going to call yourself into question. And that's just not a good look at this point. I think you got to stay away from it. I think it's been shown to Calvin Ridley. It's going to get shown to this guy from the Toronto Raptors.
There you go.
Pete Rose did it a long time ago. You think people could have kind of got the message. You can't bet on sports if you're an athlete playing the sports. You make enough money already. I know you want to have some fun with it, but I don't know. Go to the tables. You know, if you have to, in Las Vegas or to casino, whatever. If you have to scratch your gambling itch, to stop betting on games or props, you know, especially, sure.
It's
all not good. You probably shouldn't play fantasy sports either. I know these guys joke around about that all the time, but I said that's just going to lead to something negative if it hasn't already.
Can I ask you a question? Why do they even need to gamble? Like, it ain't because they need the money. And I'm talking about the players.
I think
it must be the rush.
It's the rush of the gambling.
You play in the NBA. Is that, or the NFL? That's not enough rush for you?
Well, let me put it into these terms. When I first got on radio, being on the air, huge rush.
Yeah.
You get a little bit of a feel from it. As you go along, you say stupid things, and you just don't really get that feel anymore for it. So you need to find something else.
That's funny. Real quick, I don't know if you guys saw Mark Jackson talk about the story. Him and Charles Barkley got called into David Stern's office his rookie year. He said, Charles, they're in a game, and Charles was talking, and he was like, I bet you such and such, and I guess it got back to, and it was like in joking. It wasn't like, I bet you missed these two free throws.
Yeah,
and so I guess they got called into David Stern's office, and he just like went off on him, like, this will be the last, we don't bet, there's na 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 na. And he said he walked out of the office while he made his decision whether he was going to, like, kick him out the league, basically.
Oh, my goodness.
And Charles Barkley turned to him and said, I bet you they don't kick us out the league.
Charles.
Of course he did.
Charles will always say that he is less than a stellar role model. Don't do what he does.
He definitely has said that in a commercial.
Was this before or after Michael Jordan was suspended for the full year due to gambling?
This was before.
Okay. All right. Just making sure. And Diesel has a great... Dan, I don't say stupid things still. Diesel has a great message.
What's his
if
message?
You have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. And
Boom.
That's for real.
Boom.
All right, the next one. Number three.
What number was it?
There we go.
Are you kidding me? I thought number four, we were at the fourth one.
No, we're all going backwards.
Oh, wow.
Chris is a very... He's the guy who didn't notice that the batters I changed like for
neither
the last 25 years.
Neither did I, so it's all good.
Chris just gave me the look.
I noticed a lot of stuff.
You do? Okay, I take it back. I'm saying a lot of things I don't mean today. Hey,
what did my man just say? That you still say some stupid stuff?
Scrabs, you still say stupid things.
Yes, I do.
All right, now that Ipe Vizahara is gone from the Dodgers, I read an article this morning, and they're quickly throwing him under the bus. Manager Dave Roberts said he thinks Ipe's firing is actually going to help the team. He said, quote, actually, I would argue that it's going to help relations internally because there's no longer a buffer. I think that I've already seen it in the last couple days. I think Shohei has been even more engaging with his teammates. And I think there's only upside with that. Dave Roberts is great at spinning things. He is amazing at it. Roberts also reportedly said that working with Ohtani through Mizuhara was difficult at times. Chris, do you think this is just piling on at this point?
Piling on who?
Ipe.
Oh, the interpreter?
Well, now all these bad stories are coming out. Now people say, well, he wasn't the easiest to work with.
I don't know. I think Dave Roberts is a pretty honest, straight guy. I like Dave Roberts. I know I have to, you know, reposition myself.
Be careful
on the camera now because people are going to be throwing spitballs at me. But, you know, I'm sorry. I like Dave. I think he's pretty honest. I think that he has trouble communicating with Shohei Ohtani, and he probably did missed. Nice try.
I tried to hit him.
I was like, what is he trying to
hit him with a paper towel.
I'm way too quick for that, throwing it from way across the room. I think that he had trouble communicating with Ohtani, so it sounds like he's blaming the interpreter. But I don't know that he's throwing the guy under the bus. I think maybe this will force Ohtani to try and commiserate with these guys a little bit on his own. I think Dave Roberts is telling the truth.
Okay. Tony, what do you think here? Do you think this is just piling on Ipe at this point?
Yeah, I kind of do.
Oh.
And I'll tell you why. I mean, and Dave's comments in terms of it being difficult could be something as simple as having to talk through an interpreter.
Which is...
And the interpreter talking to Ohtani. That, you know, when you're a manager...
Lost in translation.
That can definitely be difficult without the interpreter being difficult. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I don't put too much stock in it. But what do you think they're going to do? It's either him or Ohtani. And I promise you the Dodgers are going to take Ohtani. And so that there means that the interpreter, he's going to catch all of the strays that are coming in that direction.
Well, he was a Dodgers employee. I didn't realize that until I read that he was fired by the Dodgers and not by Ohtani because he was hired by the Dodgers to be in Ohtani's interpreter.
It was Ohtani's buddy. Like,
yeah.
he had him since he'd been in the league.
The job came with Ohtani.
Right.
But still.
I will tell you, it was very interesting the following day after all the news broke, kind of putting back what we saw the night before. Jesse and I leaving our booth to go downstairs to catch the bus, and like you see, you know, the ownership like scattering as they're
really?
They had just you know, we put it together the following day. They had just come out of that meeting where it all went down, so they were probably trying to wrap their heads around what exactly was coming.
Wow.
They found out.
That is crazy. That would be kind of a crazy thing to see, I gotta say.
Number two.
NFL teams have many decisions to make, and this is not, guys, a 49ers question.
Feels like it.
It's a NFL strategy question. But the 49ers are about to face a big, important decision on Brock Purdy in a contract extension. 49ers owner, by the way, he is the principal owner of the 49ers now, Jed York. They handed the rest.
Was he not the principal owner before?
No, it was like a family thing, but now he is the guy. And he said, it's a good problem when your quarterback is one of the highest paid guys in your team and in the league. It's what the market is. Brock is going to ask for something that no one has ever asked for before.
Why?
I don't know how many players are making over $40 million a season as a quarterback right now. Or he said, I don't know how many players are making $40 million a season as a quarterback right
Sounds
now.
Sounds different when you say it like
it
that.
It does. And there's like nine, I think, that are making over $40 million, something crazy like that. Tony, you're up first. The decision for Brock Purdy is to extend him now and get a slight discount, or do you roll the dice and wait for him to prove it again this coming year and pay expensive money for him? Oh, what?
Really?
Oh, he's totally Dr. Evil over here.
Nah, I think you paid him, man. Right now. Get you a little discount. Right now. As we've learned, quarterbacks aren't that easy to find. That gets you to where Brock Purdy has gotten the Niners in two seasons. Season and a quarter, or whatever you want to call it. For all of the Brock Purdy slander, there isn't very many quarterbacks better in the last quarter, season and a quarter.
Thank you for saying that.
Ahead and pay that young man. You got a good, seems like a talented quarterback with a good head on his shoulders. As much as I like to hate on the 49ers, I think it would be a mistake to try to wait this out. And you risk pissing him off because he decides, you know what, I'm just going to go to free agency.
He's too nice.
Yeah, okay.
I say that now.
Yeah, okay.
Chris,
go ahead and play with that man's money and see how nice he is.
Would you pay Brock Purdy now and take a slight discount or roll the dice on him later on?
How many active quarterbacks have taken their team to the Super Bowl, would you say?
Out of
32 teams?
Patrick Mahomes has done it like 7 times.
Like, really, not very many, right? Yeah. Jalen Hurts been in the Super Bowl.
Mahomes,
Purdy.
Jared Goff.
Goff did go.
Stafford.
Burrow.
6.
That's probably all I got off
Russell
the top.
Russell Wilson.
Might be somebody.
7.
Russell Wilson. Is he still a starting quarterback?
Yes, he is.
I just said that for you, Tony.
That's right.
I'm just saying, I think
you can't do that anymore. It's not the Broncos.
I think they should just pay him now.
Pay him now?
Yeah, they got too good of a team. He's probably going to get to another Super Bowl before he's able to re-up, so just get rid of him. I mean, get it over with.
Diesel also says, Diesel, I was nice to you earlier. Game managers don't make $40 million.
Yowza! There's the game manager again.
Problem with the 49ers is,
actually, game managers do. Did Kirk Cousins just get a boatload of money?
Kirk Cousins makes more money than any other quarterback ever played a game.
So, yes, game managers do.
For some reason, he's won one playoff game in his entire career, but
no one says anything about it either.
No one ever does. Yeah, it's crazy. And then you got Adam Klug, our boss, just like over the moon happy.
He's, as I told you, he has convinced himself that it's a great, great signing.
He won't be happy once the game starts.
100% he won't.
All right, final one here.
Number one.
And it's actually a random story, but it's out of San Diego, and it's about some high school baseball players that went and played pro baseball. Okay, let me start that over.
Oh.
High school baseball players in San Diego that ended up playing pro ball, and now they're in trouble because they did something illegal. His first name is Jordan Sarr, Q-S-A-R.
Okay.
Austin Bernard. Okay. Is another one. Well, they are accused of insider trading with Jack in the Box because Jordan Kassar, I hope I'm saying that name right, he knows a guy. He was friends with a guy who worked in finance at Jack in the Box here in San Diego. That friend told him, hey, we are going to be buying Del Taco. Do not go and try to make money off of this information. Do not tell anyone this information. So what he did is
let me guess.
He went and tried to make money on it. So they found out the SEC Securities and Exchange Commission yesterday filed an insider trading civil lawsuit against these guys. And they made only about $189,000 on the deal, which is a lot of money, but
money
it's not going to jail money. It's not going to jail.
Ain't no money going to jail.
Well, these guys play minor league baseball too, so they've already effectively ended their baseball careers. So my question to you guys is this, and I think Chris is up first. How much money would it have to be for you to think about insider trading?
I don't even know how to do insider trading. So
assume that
honestly,
you know.
I'd be so confused I wouldn't even know where to begin. Really? Like, what do I do?
You just know the information.
I have no amount of money.
Okay,
honestly, $5 million isn't going to do it for me. I'm not going to break the law to that extent and risk having to spend any time in prison.
Yeah.
So, no amount of money. There's your answer. That's all I got.
Tony?
Yeah, no, there ain't enough money to assassinate my character. And I don't want to be locked in the Bing. I'm good
on
that.
In the Bing? I've never heard that
failed
before.
To pay all of my parking tickets at San Diego State. Tony understands.
Are you in the Bing?
I got sent to the Bing one night. I've never heard of the Bing, but I got sent there
because
I got pulled over and I had all this outstanding warrants for parking tickets.
You got warrants?
I had bench warrants.
Oh, wow.
I had so many unpaid parking tickets.
A bench warrant is serious.
Hey, that's when you knew San Diego State was taking their parking tickets.
Yeah.
Way serious.
That's a fail to appear right there.
Yeah, so I got sent to the Bing. And I stayed there almost all night. I think I got out about 7 o'clock the next morning.
That's brutal.
And I, honestly, that was it. I said,
I'm rocking the straight narrow.
No way I'm ever going back here again.
I heard that.
I almost think it should happen to everybody once when they're about 16, 17 years old. It may scare a lot of people straight.
Granted, my man said a day, not even a full day.
No.
And he was like, no more.
No chance.
Yeah.
I want to be here.
I'm with Chris on that.
I'm not going to risk 10 years.
Yeah, no.
Or something.
If we break it down even further, these guys made even less money. It was $189,000 in total, but the ringleader made $56,000.
So they didn't make
$64,000, another one $42,000.
Now, are they going to jail?
They're just being indicted on these things, so they don't have a sentence yet, but
they're going to jail.
I mean, insider trading is serious stuff.
Was that Bernie Madoff that went down for insider trading?
Yes, I think so. I tried to start watching a documentary on him, but it bored me. It really bored me.
Yeah.
But it's like, hey, don't ever do anything with this information.
Why did his friend even tell him?
Like, he's got to know his friend.
Yeah, come on, man.
He's
got to
know his friend. You know, I spent one night in the Bing. One of the worst experiences of my life.
I've never been. It sounds like it, though.
It was awful. Did I deserve to be in the Bing? Yeah, I did. Did it scare me straight being in the Bing? Yeah, it did.
When did that term come about? Just now?
No, it's been around for
a while.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's
the okay. Bing.
The Bing. That's all it for the Big
Five. Everybody stay out of the Bing.
Yeah, don't go to the Bing.
Do the best you can.
Don't go to the Bing.
It's me, huh?
I think so.
To break we go. Here's some traffic.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
All right, coming up, our NL West baseball preview and picks. Also, a visit we had earlier today with Matt Snyder, CBS Sports. Get you ready for the start of the big league season, which gets underway tomorrow. Two games have been rained out, in case you're wondering. Also, let's see, Atlanta and the Mets. Atlanta and Philadelphia rained out. Milwaukee and the Mets are rained out tomorrow already. Padres and Giants here. 97.3 The Fan, beginning at shortly after 1 o'clock, Sam Levitt's pregame show at noon. Coming up, by the way, might want to make your plans. April 2nd, that's next Tuesday.
Okay.
First 40,000 fans will get a free Padres City Connect poncho, sponsored by 97.3 The Fan. How about that?
I know some of the guys were players. Padres players are wearing them out at spring training. I know Manny has worn
one
a few times. There's a big 97.3 emblem.
The poncho's lit.
It's lit?
It's lit.
All right.
That's next Tuesday.
Who was talking about that the other day?
For the poncho.
The poncho?
Yeah, someone was talking about how they did love the poncho, and I can't remember. Was it you?
It might have been Jesse.
It was Jesse.
It was Jesse.
When I was a little kid, I had a dog named Poncho.
Poncho?
Yep.
Aww.
Had a poncho and a Cisco.
Cisco, the thong song?
No. Not that.
Okay.
Cisco? Is that what
people
you
from another generation would remember the duo Poncho and Cisco.
Can you explain? Because I don't know.
I don't know it.
Okay.
It's before my generation even.
I'll text Kurt Kenny.
April 10th. He probably watches their old Western.
He's probably watching it right now.
Yeah.
You know he's listening to right now.
April 10th is your first bobblehead day. With the Manny Machado home run bobblehead. So circle that on your calendar, April 10 with the Cubs. All right, Scrape, let's go.
Oh, wait, hold on.
NL West, you're out of position.
Out of position. Bleep! Flag on a play.
I'm showing every... Oh, wait, hold on. I didn't take flag my commercial
on
break
the,
yet.
Oh, and we still on commercial break. YouTube is not even getting none of this.
Oh, people are probably yelling at me.
Oh, yeah. All right. You deserve to get cussed
here
off.
Here we go. Here's the Manny Machado bobblehead box.
There you go. All that just to see show us a box.
Well, once I realized that I had to take it out of the box, and then I had to...
He got up to get a box.
I did get up to get a box, but here we go. I'm just going to...
Don't break it now. You look a little heavy-handed.
Don't break it. All right.
A little heavy-handed.
Here we go. That's a good one right there.
It's a good bobblehead.
All right.
Well done.
I got to put them back and... The whole
league. And as advertised, time now to preview the National League West.
All right, so National League West has some really interesting teams in this one, guys. I think they're going to be good this year. Tony, who's your division winner?
The Dodgers, unfortunately.
Chris?
Going to have to go with the Dodgers.
Me too. Last place, Chris?
Going to have to go with the... Yeah.
The Rockies?
Yeah.
I'm going with the Rockies as well.
The addition of Cal Quantrill got me thinking for a moment.
Tony, Rockies?
C-O-L.
C-O-L, okay. Celebration of life. MVP. You would think if I chose division winner of a Dodger, I would have a Dodger as my MVP. But I went and became a complete homer. But I believe in this. I believe that Fernando Tatis Jr. is going to have the best season in the National League West. And he's going to win the MVP. So that's my pick. Tony, who's your division MVP?
You already know, man. I was saying it last year. Yes.
Chris?
Who do you say, Nando?
Yep.
Yeah, he's got a chance to win the whole thing.
Uh-huh.
MVP, not just division MVP. But I'll select somebody different just to change up the course. I do think Ohtani and Freeman and Betts, kind of, they're all so good that it'll be hard for one to stick out. But the guy that I think is going to be the MVP of this division is, with a remarkable season, Corbin Carroll.
Wow. Rookie of the year to MVP. I guess it'd be MVP of the division.
So MVP of the division. Corbin Carroll may steal 80 bases this year. I don't know. He's capable. Right. And anyway, I think this... I'm picking somebody different.
Oh, no, that's good. I like it.
I like Corbin Carroll.
I appreciate that.
See if he can... Do it again.
I appreciate that. People are mad at me about not knowing who Cisco and Poncho is. Jeez.
There you go.
Wasn't born in 1942. This hour on 97.3 The Fan.
First of all, you never announce them as Cisco and Poncho. It doesn't roll off the tongue as well.
What do you say?
Poncho and Cisco.
Oh, Poncho and Cisco.
That's right.
This hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by your local San Diego County UPS store. Your local San Diego County UPS store locations are hosting a shred event from March 27th today through March 30th. 50% off shredding services. Visit theupsstore.com for the location nearest you. See store for details. Tony.
Word.
Who is your National League West Cy Young this year?
There's some good pitching in this division. But I'm going to go ahead and buck all the trends and go with Logan Webb.
Oh,
Logan
okay.
Webb.
All right.
Finished second last year.
I didn't even think about him, honestly.
So
he finished second of the whole.
Yeah.
Big
yeah.
He was second in the National League last year in the Cy Young behind.
You know what? I changed my mind.
His teammate.
I changed my mind.
Who?
No, I'm not. I'm staying there.
All right. Chris, Cy Young of the National League West.
From last year, right? Are on the same team now.
Yeah, yeah.
And the guy who finished third is in this division as well. Zach Gallen.
Mm. The milkman. Mm.
And that doesn't even include anybody the Dodgers have or anybody the Padres have. So, I mean, there's a lot of good ones, as you said, Tony. I think Tyler Glass now has a chance to win 20.
That's who I was thinking about changing my
just because he's got nasty stuff. He looked, the Dodgers are going to win a lot of games.
Dude, so. He was throwing pellets. That's what it looked like. First of all, I didn't even realize the dude is 6'8".
I did not know that either.
He's 6'8",
oh
bro.
My goodness.
His feet look like he has like permanent clown shoes on. Like that's how big his feet are. And that was from.
I bet he's really happy you pointed that out
to
everybody.
But that was from like the second deck I was seeing that.
Yeah.
6'8". I didn't realize
this
that was 6'8".
This dude is like reaching out and scratching the hitter's nose when he's like letting it go.
That's why baseball is so scary to me, because you have a guy 6'8 throwing 95 at you?
95?
98
yes.
at you? No, 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 no. Not going to do it.
I'll tell you one thing. The Pirates sure know how to draft pitchers. They just don't know how to keep them.
Keep them. Garrett Cole, him.
Yeah, they got a lot of them.
Okay, so I'm going to choose Dylan Cease.
Okay. Dylan Cease.
All right.
The reason I do that,
the right-handed Blake Snell.
The right-handed Blake Snell, because he had such a terrible team last year, and he's pitching in a better stadium this year at Petco Park for pitchers, so I'm going to choose him.
Good pick. I like that.
Thank you.
Selection, Scrape. I'll tell you one thing. That is, contention runs deep in that category in this division.
Yeah, for sure.
We didn't even say Yu Darvish. We didn't even say Joe Musgrove. We didn't even say...
They all will have good years, I believe.
Blake Snell, Yamamoto. Blake Snell, there's Mike a King, lot of good pitchers.
Yeah. All right, Chris, who's your newcomer?
Best newcomer in the National League West. Again, there's a lot of
good
choices.
everybody moved
into this division. I'm going to go, you're not going to like it, Scrape. I'll say Yamamoto is the best newcomer in the division.
Okay, well, you started out with a 45 ERA.
Yeah, there's only one way to go but up. But there's a ton of, I mean, the Giants got good guys. Diamondbacks got some guys. Padres got a couple of guys. I don't know. Dylan Cease would be a better, more inspired selection. Let me take him.
All right.
I don't really want to root for Yamamoto in any way, shape, or form. So give me Cease instead. I'll take him as the best newcomer.
Since I chose him as my Cy Young, he's also my best newcomer.
You took the easy way out.
Well, I mean, how could I choose anyone else?
How can you? Very simply.
To have another guy.
Okay.
Point to
say a hitter somewhere along.
This guy.
Some hitter.
Some hitter.
There's a lot of good hitters that just came into the league, into the division.
Let's see.
You don't make us. We don't want to make you do it. If you like Cease, then go with it.
Stay.
I'm going to go Cease.
Stay strong.
I can't think of anyone else.
Strong.
I think Cease is a good pick, by the way. I think Glass now is a good pick.
Yeah,
but
he's
I'm
a new guy.
I'm going to go with J.H. Lee.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow, you saw him
hearing good things about him?
I didn't. I'm just going with
him.
Okay.
All right.
He's a newcomer. He's actually new. So
the one guy that I don't think is going to have as big impact is Matt Chapman.
Yeah.
I only say that because we had somebody on who's one of these analytic guys, and they said Matt Chapman doesn't hit fastballs anymore. And
that's
they said he's headed for deep trouble this year.
Who was that?
I don't recall, but it was one of our... You know, real analytic guys. I've kind of remembered that, and I'm staying clear of Matt Chapman. It doesn't mean whoever said that couldn't be wrong, but I'm gonna stay with that.
Thinking. All right, so you're gonna stay with, or you're gonna have Dylan Cease. I have Dylan Cease. Tony has Lee, and that is it for our National League West.
Perfect. Isn't Lee? Did you hear? Did Jesse say this?
Brother-in-law
of Go.
That's right.
Okay.
Small world.
Go. Lee.
Ooh, suck go.
Ooh. Yeah. Got let down by his defense a little yesterday.
God, poor guy. Like,
let us.
I think, Jesse, it was like everybody but center field and maybe left.
Let him down.
Didn't do anything defensively to keep him out there longer.
They watched one fall between two guys. Second base and right field.
That was a rough last
day. DeVries threw it a little bit low. I think Brett Sullivan probably should have picked it.
Yeah, it was low, but it didn't hit the dirt.
It went right through his legs. I think Ethan Salas had a mistake. It was a tough
it was a
end
mistake
of the
filled
game.
Inning.
Yeah.
Totally. All right, let's Usup go to break.
5:40 on the clock as we wind this bad boy down. We've given you our American League West preview picks, NL West preview picks. We'll see how terrible they are at the end of the year, as they typically are.
We're not going to get Rockies or A's wrong for last.
No,
place.
I think we'll be pretty spot
feel
on
pretty
there.
Pretty good about those.
Are we doing Centrals and East?
Yes, we're going to need some of your picks. I'm not sure we're going to get those done.
Okay, so. We'll figure it out.
Yes, we will.
Certainly. We have Matt Snyder, who joined us earlier. We'll have that interview for you guys here in a sec. A few updates. Philly ahead. Philadelphia 76ers. I went through Phillies, Eagles, Flyers before
wow,
I got...
Wow, you even went to Flyers.
Before I got the 76ers.
Flyers got a mention.
they're Philly... 76ers are up 50-46 over the Clippers. On the other screen, we have the Lakers up 4 against the Grizzlies, 42-38. I mean, obviously, I'm interested in the Laker game, but it's hard for me to watch with the floor the Grizzlies have. It's a
it's their Brooklyn Nets version of black and white TV.
Right.
Just looks really weird.
It does.
And the Grizzly in the middle of the court is yellow, and the Lakers are yellow, so it confuses me.
It does. There's nothing that makes sense about this at all, but, you know, teach us all.
Before we get to Matt Snyder, I got one quick shout out tonight. Best of luck to an old friend, Rene Jimenez, who's now the head coach of the Cal State San Marcos That's right. women's basketball team.
That's right.
They're playing in the Final Four tonight in, I believe it was St. Joseph's, Missouri.
St. Joseph, Missouri.
Their
yes.
game starts at 6:30. They're taking on Minnesota State. If they win, they go to the national championship game. And that's a great thing.
That is
congrats
a great,
awesome. To the Cal State San Marcos women's basketball team. Good luck tonight to them. They play in about 45 minutes. Game's on CBS Sports if anyone's interested in watching their progress.
I am, Chris.
Okay.
Thank you, Scraby.
Well, I'll be here in studio. Now. It's the only place I get to watch CBS Sports.
Oh, yeah, because we got the Scraby Chronicles coming up next.
Oh, yes, we do.
Scraby, how has the Scraby Chronicles been going? Oh, I've been gone for a while.
Yeah, how's
Go
it
ahead,
going?
Chris. What were you
going
to say?
Well, I mean, I think it's been good. You know, it's been good. We discuss it often and talk about what he's going to talk about. Have you floated all your conspiracies about the Baltimore Bridge yet?
Oh, I don't have Lord, any about the Baltimore
You don't have
Bridge.
Any on that one?
No. Good.
You just think that was an accident?
It seems like an accident.
Okay,
as much as I dig for conspiracy.
You normally do.
Find
I cannot.
Huh?
Now, conspiracies are born from.
You keep that for your Chronicles
okay.
show.
Okay.
All right.
Last night I talked about some guys that got stuck in an oil pipe. So if you want to hear about all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you told me about that story
about
today. That was wild.
It is
yeah.
sad and scary.
All right, let's get to a traffic report and then Matt Snyder.
Big day right now because our guy Matt Snyder from CBS Sports joins us. And first of all, Matt, we appreciate it. You're always so kind to our show, and we love having you on talking baseball. I did check out your preseason picks this morning. And, you know, Matt Snyder, he's usually bullish on the Padres. And I saw that you once again have them qualifying for the postseason. What makes you think so, Matt?
Well, I mean, these things are a crapshoot anyway, right? I think I had this. I'm pretty sure last year. Okay, well, here's the funny thing. Remember 2021, I remembered we did this, and I had them out of the playoffs, and then they made the – no, it was 2022. I did not have them in the playoffs, and then they made the NLCS. And then last year I had them, like, winning the World Series, and we know what happened there. So I don't know. I'm trying to go in the middle, I guess, here. Look, it's – They were much better than the record indicated last year. I think we've been over that. A lot of that was the situational hitting. It kind of took on a life of its own to the point that it was almost exaggerated. But the one-run record, the extra innings record, they were a much better team. They go out, they trade Juan Soto, they lose Josh Hader and Blake Snell to free agency. Oh, they're going to get way worse. Well, I don't know. I think there was a lot of improvement that was coming. Make the trade for Dylan Cease there. Hopefully that can replicate some of that production from Snell. You expect more out of Musgrove and Darvish anyway. You know, I think Machado is going to be better. I think Tatis is going to be a monster now that he has shaken the rust off and he's fully acclimated to a new position. on and on we go. I think that the improvements are going to more than cancel out the takeaways, I guess. So mid-80s in wins, mid to high 80s in wins, and sometimes that's good enough to get you to the NLCS, as you well know.
Just ask the Arizona Diamondbacks, who got to a World Series. Matt, obviously, the deal the Padres made that, I think we last time we talked, it might have been before the season, before spring training actually kicked off. And I think all of us were under the assumption that A.J. Preller was going to do something. And per usual, he did something that I don't think anybody was expecting. He goes out, he gets Dylan Cease in a deal. I mean, what did you think of that particular deal, and how much better does it make that rotation?
I thought it was a really good deal. I know he has his ups and downs. The funny thing is, I know he's right-handed and Snell's left-handed, but they're similar in that Cease will walk a lot of guys. He will also strike out a lot of guys, and that means he's going to be inconsistent. But when he's on and he's going well, he finished second in Cy Young voting in the American League 2 years ago. Now, last year he took a step back, but again, it's the Snell roller coaster. It's going to be similar to that, but he can be so, so, so good. And you're looking at potentially three ace level pitchers at the top of that rotation, and Darvis Musgrove and Cease. Now, obviously, there are question marks with everybody. I think less so with Musgrove, but still, there are question marks with all three. But the upside of those question marks is an emphatic yes. It's going really well, so I like where things stand. He has really, really good stuff. Yeah. I do think when he's on, he can work deeper into games than Snell. But for the most part, for people who are maybe unfamiliar with him listening to the show, I generally speaking would just picture a right-handed Blake Snell.
I literally had that in my head. He is a right-handed version of Blake Snell. He's got some walks. He got like the most swing and misses you can possibly have over the last 3 years. Great call there, Matt.
Well, that's why we bring Matt Snyder on. He makes great calls.
Well, you didn't even need me. Tony was going to say it, so I just wasted time. You could have gotten right to it.
Well, we do have to make do without you for months at a time, so that's why Tony's able to fill in nicely. Matt Snyder, CBS Sports. You know, I agree with everything, and I think a lot of Padre fans agree with what you're saying, that, you know, it just figures they're going to be a little better this year. The one concern that I would have is looking at the rest of this division. My goodness, we already know with the Dodgers, they're going to have to deal with them. But, you know, now Arizona signs Jordan Montgomery to go along with Eduardo Rodriguez and all of the guys that they, Suarez and everybody else they brought in, Jock Peterson. The Giants added Blake Snell. They also added Matt Chapman. It seems like every free agent, it's like a rule. They have to come into the NL West. You know, how good is this division going to be, Matt?
Very. I mean, other than the Rockies, obviously. It's kind of unfortunate in a way for the other four teams that it's not still the ridiculously unbalanced schedule, because then you could feast on the – well, then again, I guess you don't have to play each other as many times, so then you get maybe NL Central teams more. So the landscape of the National League, I think, shakes out like this. I think that it's pretty obvious the Dodgers and Braves are going to win their divisions. The Phillies are going to be the best non-division winning team, so they're, especially with the West teams beating up on each other. So I think that you're pretty well set with 1 and 2 seed, whatever order the Dodgers and Braves will be, and your 4 seed in the Phillies. NL Central up for grabs. I like the Cubs more than the other teams, but I think you could make an argument for any of the 5 teams there, but I also don't think that the wild card is coming out of there. And that leaves 3 teams in the NL West who I think are all definitely contenders for 2 wild card spots, and the Giants, Diamondbacks, and Padres. And it's what 2 teams from that group are going to play the best. All of them have question marks. All of them have issues that could be their Achilles, but they're all talented enough to make a deep run in the playoffs. So it's going to be fun to watch. Probably more fun for me than you guys at times without a horse in the race to just enjoy it. But I would say with those 3 teams, there will be a lot of nerve-wracking moments over the course of this season, because that's how I think it's going to be. Then again, I could be wrong. Yeah. But the interesting thing about the Montgomery to the Diamondbacks thing was they probably had no interest at all in him. And then Eduardo Rodriguez got hurt. And now it's like, okay, the pitching thins out now awfully quick, to the point where it's like last year where it's Merrill Kelly and Zach Gallen and then Brandon Pfaadt and then bullpen games or Ryan Nelson. So they go out and they get Montgomery. He's probably going to take him like a month to get acclimated. By the time Rodriguez gets ready to come back from the lat, it might be about a month. All of a sudden, pretty formidable five-man rotation there. Yeah. And they added power in Eugenio Suarez and Jack Peterson. They're intriguing. So it's going to – and, of course, the Giants, they're going to struggle with pacing their pitching together at the start of the year. The offense might not be great, but they seem to always overplay what their roster looks like, and they win more games than you think they're going to win. And by the end of the year, once they get Robbie Ray and Alex Cobb back, could be a really killer rotation there. I mean, with between Logan Webb and Blake Snell, if by the end of the year Robbie Ray looks like his old self, that's, you know, two Cy Young winners and Logan Webb, who I picked to win the Cy Young this year. So they could be really strong by the end of the year.
Yeah, but all Padre fans will tell you that Bob Melvin doesn't know what he's doing based on last year. Sure. So, you know, we don't really have to worry.
You can't make them situationally hit.
It's funny because if we were playing a game of tell me you were in Korea without telling me you were in Korea, I had no idea Eduardo Rodriguez got hurt. No idea. Okay. On top of that, it just broke about 30 minutes ago that Jordan Lauer, their top Diamondbacks top prospect shortstop, he's going to be out to 8 to 10 weeks with a thumb surgery he sustained during a spring training game. So a lot of question marks, as Matt has mentioned. Matt, I got to ask you, there's a lot of hubbub right now. A lot of people kind of, you know, boasting a little bit about Scott Boras and his clients not getting what they want. I tend to look at this as a one-off. It seems like every so often Scott has a few clients that don't get what everybody suggested that they would get. Now, all the other years, they get that and some. Is this one of those years that's a one-off, a weird free agency year?
Yeah, probably one of those. Like, right past the top tier of Ohtani and Yamamoto, there was just it was just so many question marks. You could look at Cody Bellinger, yeah, he was really good for the Cubs last year, if not great, but he was terrible the last several seasons for the Dodgers.
Touche.
And they were going, they were trying to act like those never happened. And, you know, we've talked about Snell with the inconsistency. Montgomery, really, really good down the stretch last year, but before he got traded to the Rangers, he was kind of a mid-rotation guy at best. And when he got traded at the deadline, there was hardly any, you know, any fanfare around that move at all. So Matt Chapman, probably the best defensive player in baseball, but, you know, and he was amazing for the first 6 weeks offensively last year, but he was awful, just awful after that offensively. So, like, there were questions about everybody. I do want to say this, though, because I've been accused of being a Boras apologist in the past.
Oh, have you?
I think on balance, I think he's usually great. He's usually amazing at getting the job done. But on balance, I think you have to say this offseason, he kind of got his butt handed to him. I think he got beat.
I think,
you know,
many...
and he overplayed his hand with several of those guys, and it seemed like the way it sounded, almost like teams thought he was playing Montgomery against Snell, and that kind of hurt Montgomery. I think he got beat with those four guys.
I'm sure there are a lot of people out there that would be more than happy to agree with you on that one.
Yeah, well,
I would love to get beat and still get my client $62 million, though. It's
exactly.
Not awful.
Yeah.
It's not like he's hurting. Matt, let me ask you about the Ohtani thing. I mean, this is going to be hanging over baseball all year, certainly hanging over the Dodgers. Yeah. I don't think it's fair to ask whether you believe him or not. I don't know that anybody really knows exactly what happened here. The fact of the matter is, I mean, how much does he really commiserate with his teammates anyway? You know, I mean, he's got the whole language, the whole language barrier. Is this going to be able to get inside the Dodger clubhouse, or is this going to
be
overblown by the media to a certain extent?
I'd be surprised if it's that big of a deal. I mean, this is a locker room that constantly has guys who draw so much media attention, and they went through Trevor Bauer stuff a couple of years ago, and they've had to deal with questions about that still, probably. So I'd be shocked. You know, it's hard for me to imagine veteran pros like Mookie Betts and Freddie Freeman getting shaken up by anything, and they're the leaders. And once Clayton Kershaw comes back from injury as well, these guys are pros, and they've been through everything, and not necessarily this, I guess, but they've been through most things that you can experience as a professional. I mean, remember when Freeman went to the Dodgers, there was that whole supposed beef between him and Acuna, So, you know, I think once you get on the field, it's probably not much of an issue. I could totally be wrong, but I would be surprised if this really derails them as a team.
We'll get in Woods and they'll get...
Woods.
Sorry. You said 20 seconds, man. That was
no
20
kidding.
Seconds.
Raby, okay, again,
not counting.
My fault. We were just trying to figure out. Ben and Woods are going to be down there tomorrow at Baja Rick's Cantina.
Craig and
starting
Annie.
At 6 a.m. Craig and Annie, 10 to 2, or 10 to 12, I'm sorry. And then...
you guys till 8.
We're not going to be there, but we will be on the station from after Sammy Lev to 8 p.m.
It's good to be back with you guys for at least one day. Start of the season begins tomorrow. You guys enjoy your night. See ya.
Peace. Big day right now because our guy Matt Snyder from CBS Sports joins us. And first of all, Matt, we appreciate it. You're always so kind to our show, and we love having you on talking baseball. I did check out your preseason picks this morning. And, you know, Matt Snyder, he's usually bullish on the Padres. And I saw that you once again have them qualifying for the postseason. What makes you think so, Matt?
Well, I mean, these things are a crapshoot anyway, right? I think I had to. I'm pretty sure last year. Okay, well, here's the funny thing. Remember 2021, I remembered we did this, and I had them out of the playoffs. And then they made the – no, it was 2022. I did not have them in the playoffs, and then they made the NLCS. And then last year I had them, like, winning the World Series, and we know what happened there. So I don't know. I'm trying to go in the middle, I guess. Here, look, they were much better than the record indicated last year. I think we've been over that. A lot of that was the situational hitting. It kind of took on a life of its own to the point that it was almost exaggerated. But the one run record, the extra innings record, they were a much better team. They go out, they trade Juan Soto, they lose Josh Hader and Blake Snell to free agency. Oh, they're going to get way worse. Well, I don't know. I think there was a lot of improvement that was coming. Make the trade for Dylan Cease there. Hopefully that can replicate some of that production from Snell. You expect more out of Musgrove and Darvish anyway. You know, I think Machado is going to be better. I think Tatis is going to be a monster now that he has shaken the rust off and he's fully acclimated to a new position. On and on we go. I think that the improvements are going to more than cancel out the takeaways, I guess. So mid-80s in wins, mid to high 80s in wins, and sometimes that's good enough to get you to the NLCS, as you well know.
Just ask the Arizona Diamondbacks, who got to a World Series. Matt, obviously, the deal the Padres made that, I think we last time we talked, it might have been before the season, before spring training actually kicked off, and I think all of us were under the assumption that A.J. Preller was going to do something. And per usual, he did something that I don't think anybody was expecting. He goes out, he gets Dylan Cease in a deal. I mean, what did you think of that particular deal, and how much better does it make that rotation?
I thought it was a really good deal. I know he has his ups and downs. The funny thing is, I know he's right-handed and Snell's left-handed, but they're similar in that Cease will walk a lot of guys. He will also strike out a lot of guys, and that means he's going to be inconsistent. But when he's on and he's going well, he finished second in Cy Young voting in the American League 2 years ago. Now, last year he took a step back, but again, it's the Snell roller coaster. It's going to be similar to that, but he can be so, so, so good. And you're looking at potentially three ace level pitchers at the top of that rotation and Darvish, Musgrove, and Cease. Now, obviously, there are question marks with everybody. I think less so with Musgrove, but still, there are question marks with all three. But the upside of those question marks is an emphatic yes. It's going really well. So I like where things stand. He has really, really good stuff. Yeah. I do think when he's on, he can work deeper into games than Snell. But for the most part, for people who are maybe unfamiliar with him listening to the show, I generally speaking, would just picture a right-handed Blake Snell.
I literally just had that in my head. He is a right-handed version of Blake Snell. He's got some walks. He got, like, the most swing and misses you can possibly have over the last 3 years. Great call there, Matt.
Well, that's why we bring Matt Snyder on. He makes great calls.
Well, you didn't even need me. Tony was going to say it, so I just wasted time. You could have gotten right to it.
Well, we do have to make do without you for months at a time, so that's why you know, Tony's able to fill in nicely. Matt Snyder, CBS Sports. You know, I agree with everything, and I think a lot of Padre fans agree with what you're saying, that, you know, it just figures they're going to be a little better this year. The one concern that I would have is looking at the rest of this division. My goodness, we already know with the Dodgers, they're going to have to deal with them. But, you know, now Arizona signs Jordan Montgomery to go along with Eduardo Rodriguez and all of the guys that they, Suarez and everybody else they brought in, Jock Peterson. The Giants added Blake Snell. They also added Matt Chapman. It seems like every free agent, it's like a rule. They have to come into the NL West. You know, how good is this division going to be, Matt?
Very. I mean, other than the Rockies, obviously. It's just, it's kind of unfortunate in a way for the other four teams that it's not still the ridiculously unbalanced schedule, because then you could feast on the – well, then again, I guess you don't have to play each other as many times, so then you get maybe NL Central teams more. So the landscape of the National League, I think, shakes out like this. I think that it's pretty obvious the Dodgers and Braves are going to win their division. The Phillies are going to be the best non-division winning team, so they're, especially with the West teams beating up on each other. So I think it, you're pretty well set with 1 and 2 seeds, whatever order the Dodgers and Braves will be, and your 4 seed in the Phillies. NL Central up for grabs. I like the Cubs more than the other teams, but I think you could make an argument for any of the 5 teams there. But I also don't think that the wild card is coming out of there, and that leaves 3 teams in the NL West who I think are all definitely contenders for 2 wild card spots, and the Giants, Diamondbacks, and Padres. And it's what 2 teams from that group are going to play the best. All of them have question marks. All of them have issues that could be their Achilles, but they're all talented enough to make a deep run in the playoffs. So it's going to be fun to watch. Probably more fun for me than you guys at times without a horse in the race to just enjoy it. But I would say with those 3 teams, there will be a lot of nerve-wracking moments over the course of this season, because that's how I think it's going to be. Then again, I could be wrong. Yeah. But the interesting thing about the Montgomery to the Diamondbacks thing was they probably had no interest at all in him. And then Eduardo Rodriguez got hurt. And now it's like, okay, the pitching thins out now awfully quick, to the point where it's like last year where it's Merrill Kelly and Zach Gallen and then Brandon Pfaadt and then bullpen games or Ryan Nelson. So they go out and they get Montgomery. He's probably going to take him like a month to get acclimated. By the time Rodriguez gets ready to come back from the lat, it might be about a month. All of a sudden, pretty formidable 5-man rotation there. Yeah. And they added power in Eugenio Suarez and Jock Peterson. They're intriguing. So it's going to – and, of course, the Giants, they're going to struggle with pacing their pitching together at the start of the year. The offense might not be great, but they seem to always overplay what their roster looks like, and they win more games than you think they're going to win. And by the end of the year, once they get Robbie Ray and Alex Cobb back, could be a really killer rotation there. I mean, with between Logan Webb and Blake Snell, if by the end of the year Robbie Ray looks like his old self, that's, you know, 2 Cy Young winners and Logan Webb, who I picked to win the Cy Young this year. So they could be really strong by the end of the year.
Yeah, but all Padre fans will tell you that Bob Melvin doesn't know what he's doing based on last year.
Sure.
So, you know, we don't really have to worry.
Can't make them situationally hit.
It's funny, because if we were playing a game of tell me you were in Korea without telling me you were in Korea, I had no idea Eduardo Rodriguez got hurt. No idea.
Okay.
On top of that, it just broke about 30 minutes ago that Jordan Lauer, their top Diamondbacks top prospect shortstop, he's going to be out to 8 to 10 weeks with a thumb surgery he sustained during a spring training game. So a lot of question marks, as Matt has mentioned. Matt, I got to ask you, there's a lot of hubbub right now. A lot of people kind of, you know, boasting a little bit about Scott Boras and his clients not getting what they want. I tend to look at this as a one-off. It seems like every so often Scott has a few clients that don't get what everybody suggested that they would get. Now, all the other years, they get that and some. Is this one of those years that's a one-off, a weird free agency year?
Yeah, probably one of those. Like, right past the top tier of Ohtani and Yamamoto, there was just, it was just so many question marks. You could look at Cody Bellinger, yeah, he was really good for the Cubs last year, if not great, but he was terrible the last several seasons for the Dodgers.
Touche.
And they were going, they were trying to act like those never happened. And, you know, we've talked about Snell with the inconsistency. Montgomery, really, really good down the stretch last year, but before he got traded to the Rangers, he was kind of a mid-rotation guy at best. And when he got traded at the deadline, there was hardly any, you know, any fanfare around that move at all. So Matt Chapman, probably the best defensive player in baseball, but, you know, and he was amazing for the first 6 weeks offensively last year, but he was awful, just awful after that offensively. So, like, there were questions about everybody. I do want to say this, though, because I've been accused of being a Boris apologist in the past.
Oh, have you?
I think on balance, I think he's usually great. He's usually amazing at getting the job done. But on balance, I think you have to say this offseason, he kind of got his butt handed to him. I think he got beat.
I think,
you know,
many...
and he overplayed his hand with several of those guys, and it seemed like the way it sounded, almost like teams thought he was playing Montgomery against Snell, and that kind of hurt Montgomery. I think he got beat with those four guys.
I'm sure there are a lot of people out there that would be more than happy to agree with you on that one.
I would love to.
I would love to get beat and still get my client $62 million, though. It's
exactly.
Not awful.
Yeah.
It's not like he's hurting. Matt, let me ask you about the Ohtani thing. I mean, this is going to be hanging over baseball all year, certainly hanging over the Dodgers. Yeah. I don't think it's fair to ask whether you believe him or not. I don't know that anybody really knows exactly what happened here. The fact of the matter is, I mean, how much does he really commiserate with his teammates anyway? You know, I mean, he's got the whole language, the whole language barrier. Is this going to be able to get inside the Dodger clubhouse, or is this going to be overblown by the media to a certain extent?
I'd be surprised if it's that big of a deal. I mean, this is a locker room that constantly has guys who draw so much media attention, and they went through Trevor Bauer stuff a couple of years ago, and they've had to deal with questions about that still, probably. So I'd be shocked. You know, it's hard for me to imagine veteran pros like Mookie Betts and Freddie Freeman getting shaken up by anything, and they're the leaders. And once Clayton Kershaw comes back from injury as well, these guys are pros, and they've been through everything, and not necessarily this, I guess, but they've been through most things that you can experience as a professional. I mean, remember when Freeman went to the Dodgers, there was that whole supposed beef between him and Acuna. I think once you get on the field, it's probably not much of an issue. I could totally be wrong, but I would be surprised if this really derails them as a team.
Ben and Woods, and they'll get
Woods.
You said 20 seconds, man. That wasn't
no
20
kidding.
Seconds.
Scraby,
okay,
again,
not counting.
My fault. We were just trying to figure out. Ben and Woods are going to be down there tomorrow at Baja Rick's Cantina.
Craig and
starting
Annie.
At 6 a.m. Craig and Annie, 10 to 2, or 10 to 12, I'm sorry. And then
you guys till 8.
We're not going to be there, but we will be on the station from after Sammy Lev to 8 p.m.
It's good to be back with you guys for at least one day. Start of the season begins tomorrow. You guys enjoy your night. See ya.
Peace.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
What? Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.